Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
I just did a video, and
I think this is the first time I've ever expressed myself in this way. The first time I have acknowledged what I feel in this format. Like, I always talk about little stuff here and there or whatever, but it's rare that I actually express fully and in a video form to share with everybody on how I feel about what I do. Like, I love being influential. I just wish it felt more real to me. This all feels like it's not a dream, not even a fantasy, because who fantasizes about, well, who other than me fantasizes about helping the world for free? So maybe it is a fantasy that I'm living, but it's a fantasy that doesn't seem to have I don't want to say it doesn't have a good ending, but right now, in the thick of everything, it just feels like I'm in the thick of everything. It just feels, I'm not even overwhelmed. It's just to see myself in so much, but to not be acknowledged in a way that satisfies my ego. Let's say that, because like spiritually, I'm content. I'm content. Even in my ego, like, nigga, like, do you see this house by myself on my own? No co-signers. I don't take loans to live the life that I have, to eat the way that I eat now. I did finance my furniture because I had the money to pay it off, and I was trying to work on my credit, which is like around 700 something right at this moment. Like, for the most part, I've done everything strategically based on the plan that I foreseen for myself without help. So when I look around my house and I see my house furnished, and I'm not paying on no renter center shit, when I look around and I see the things that I've done to enhance my life and my home, I do feel like shit. Show me another bitch, another woman, preferably from where I'm from, that has a 6,000 square foot home, pays her own bills all by herself, graduated college after dropping out of high school, not really because I wanted to, but because that's the path that came about after going to the school that I went to, getting the friends that I had, the experiences that I've had brought me to where I am at today. So find somebody else that lacks support, lacks close friendships or friends that are dependable, that are thorough, that ain't never tried to fuck a nigga that I would fuck with, that ain't never did no sneak, you know what I'm saying, whole shit. Name somebody else that can maintain her children, that can raise them, teach them. I don't know too many people that can do the shit that I do and not be dependent upon a man to do it. Now, I am disabled. I'm a disabled veteran. But every benefit that I get, I've earned. Like, it wasn't like I just got the shit just because I sat on my ass. No, I invested into my future when I decided to join the army and invest into this country with my life. So let's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I've worked for and I've earned everything, even every disability. I've not gotten more than I've put into what that I'm getting. And nigga, like, I'm really disabled. Like, I ain't lied about no disability that I got. You know, every disability is legit. But the point is, I have come a long way from where I started at, little Casey in Westwood, to, you know what I'm saying, the fighter that got expelled, to, you know what I'm saying, like, almost getting killed by my mom, to surviving the street and being homeless, to living on somebody else's couch, living in the projects with people because I didn't have nowhere else to go. I've come a very mighty long way. And that's all because of God's grace. So when I look around, don't get me wrong, like, I see my life is coming along very strong. You can see that I've been making an effort to do something to better myself over the years, and I've invested into the things that I need to invest in. However, these are all things that seem like me. It didn't take a miracle for some of the things. And maybe I'm not seeing the miracle in the small things in the strategic planning of God through me. But damn, I don't even know why I was doing this video. But like, I don't want it to seem like I'm ungrateful. God has really been good in order to keep me. The blessing, the miracle is me being alive at 38. The miracle is me turning 38 all the number of times that I could have died. You know what I'm saying? Like all of the times that I was uncertain of. Man, I'm just expecting a different type of move from God because I've been doing my part and now I'm waiting on God to do his. I want something outside of myself, something that I couldn't help God with. The only thing that I could do is be obedient and follow through, and then God would do what God is supposed to do. I never thought that I would get so emotional talking about what I do. I don't want to say I felt unappreciated because people try their best to show love. I guess that's what they think they're doing. Man, let me tell you something. I'm above all the hype shit. I love everybody that I love, and I appreciate every little sign or every little thing that people try to do to show me love in a way that they try to personalize it without making my name great. It's crazy because God said he will make my name great, and I'm over here trying to goddamn fight my greatness, but I don't feel like none of y'all do shit for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, to use something that I've said to profit and then just be like, the homage that's paid to me is not a homage that, you know, seems like it's for me. I don't mind. I've helped create a lot of dope shit. I've helped influence a lot of shit. But what do I have to show for it in a real way? I don't know. I'm still waiting on God to show me more because I haven't seen the more that I've requested from God yet. I'm still waiting on God. That is what I gather from these two videos or whatever. I'm gonna go and maybe I need to smoke. This is sober Casey.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The life enhancement coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.